Chapter 2 Life.
By now, you've familiarized yourself with our planet's physical attributes, its oceans, land masses, and weather patterns. Perhaps you're ready for a more detailed discussion. Our Earth features three types of rock: igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. So, but just busting your chops, the humps, or gills, or giant heads. We know you didn't fly halfway across the Andromeda Galaxy for a geology lesson. You came here for the life. Well, fasten your seatbelts, buddy boy, because you're in for the life of your lives. You want biodiversity? We got biodiversity out the ass. Seriously, nearly all Earth creatures were host to some form of rectal parasite. My friends, we've got living organisms of every description imaginable: flying, swimming, hopping, writhing, capital L, life. Yeast cells not 3 microns across, and white whales big enough to sustain an 800-page novel's worth of symbolism. Boatloads of aerobes and giant nodes of anaerobes. We got your pods, peds and peds, shedders and molters, bacteria cultures, and we just kept making more. Meiosis, mitosis, live births, egg births, seed births, and births so sexless, you gotta wonder why the parents even bothered. Around these parts, life squirms out of every underwater volcano, pitch black cave, rainless desert, and public toilet. You want solitude, brother? Venus is right next door. Of course, not everything on Earth qualifies as life. We had distinct standards to help separate the mere clumps of matter from the truly with it. To qualify as life, you had to meet not some, but all of the following criteria. Organization. It was considered bad form for a living creature to be just a random collection of molecules thrown together without consideration. Even if you're just a single cell without a nucleus, put an organelle on it. Something. Responsiveness. Living creatures react to stimuli. A simple test of responsiveness was known as the stick poke. Negative results led to toe nudging, cautious sniffing, and peeing on it. Positive results led to running away. Homeostasis. Feeling a little hot? Perhaps you'd like to excrete sweat to cool yourself down. You can't? Oh, that's right. You're a rock. Living things were equipped to maintain a state of balance. Physically. Emotionally, not so much. Metabolism. You know, anabolism and catabolism. Ingesting and excreting. All right, fine. Eating and shitting. Call them what you like. But if you can't do them, you're not alive. Growth. Living organisms grew. Earth's tallest living creature was Sequoia sempervirens, the giant redwood tree. Some grew to over 350 feet. Cutting these creatures down, well, not one of life's defining traits per se, was still extremely satisfying. Reproduction. All living creatures were defined by their ability not only to propagate their species, but to giggle uncomfortably when shown pictures of other creatures doing the same. Of course, these minimum life requirements don't fully address what it meant to be alive. For even beyond all the metabolic processes, there was also an intangible essence separating the living from the not. Call it a soul, or just a need that we had. Every living thing possessed a certain energy or life force that infused even the unicellular among us. You could not keep life down. There was a plant whose whole reason for being was to grow between the cracks of a broken piece of sidewalk. Life's bottom line was this: every living creature fought like hell to stay that way. We found antibiotics to kill bacterial diseases, at which point those diseases just figured out a different way to start killing us again. Earth's creatures were in a constant, ever-changing strategic battle for the upper hand. Except spiders. Never quite found a counter for the rolled-up magazine. But as they say, that's life.